So my name's Alex Chapin. I know some of you here. I don't know all of you. I guess this crowd changes pretty frequently by semester or year or something. Whoever is IT consultants. I'm one of the developers of Segway. How many people have used Segway here? Oh, cool. Fair amount of you. Okay. We recently just updated, just before Christmas. I worked on it quite a bit last fall and added a bunch of features, which I'll go over with you now. And then I wanted to get some feedback from you as to what is working with Segway, what doesn't work, and what kind of help desk requests have come in about Segway, particularly some of the new features. Let me start with the documentation site. Here's the documentation site for Segway project page, and I've really revamped this a lot, added a lot of documentation of these new features. And this is perhaps a different kind of documentation. It used to be just more of a feature description, a description of what you can do with Segway, the possibilities based on the functionality of Segway. And just recently, I finally added more of a how-to kind of thing. So the site here, Segway project page, and I hope people will go to this. It is a link off the Segway homepage, so I'm hoping that users have gone to this site and it answers many of their questions for them. These are the basic features here, and these yellow tabs, yellow sticky things here, are more of the how-to instructions. And I have them here in steps and try to sort of write them in a way that you could copy and paste into an email. So the way this works, and this is really set up kind of as learning objects, which is one of the basic principles behind Segway, of the notion of discrete content granules that can be organized hierarchically. And we've had this for years where you have sections across the top, and each section can have any number of pages. This is pretty standard. What we introduced recently, however, was associative organization by means of categories. And we had categories for a while, but we've added now ability to aggregate those categories, and in addition to add multiple categories to any given item. So if you look here, we're in the organization section of the Segway project page documentation. Gives an overview of what you can do in terms of organization within Segway, that you can organize things hierarchically or associatively. And within the overview, then goes on to describe the various types of organization. So the overview is a independent content block. The hierarchical organization is another content block describing hierarchical organization. We have another content block here, which is associative organization, and finally one on reorganization, and then down below the actual instructions. And you can see each one of these content blocks has different categories it is associated with. So hierarchical organization is associated with the categories hierarchy and associate in organization. Clicking on those will get you then all the other content blocks in the site that are tagged with hierarchy, which includes that one, but which includes content blocks from various other sections of the site. This is a very powerful idea, and you'll see it on a lot of sites nowadays, but I don't know whether faculty really understand how to work with this. This is not something that's available in our operating systems, though I think it probably should be. Because let's face it, a lot of things you can organize hierarchically into one particular place, but many times there are things that really go across different things. Don't you wish you could put organize things in multiple ways? And this hierarchical associative organization allows you to organize content in a variety of ways. So this is a category hierarchy, which includes all these different content blocks, which are from different sections of the site hierarchy. Does that make sense?
So can you just go in and see the site?
Doing
See the different list of categories, or
yeah, you can actually. I haven't showed that here, but yeah, let me log in. All right, so associative organization by these categories is a new feature. The other new feature we've added is left and right navigation. In the past, you could only navigate, put your navigational items along the left. Now you can introduce navigational items on the right side and have a three-column layout, which is pretty common on the web these days. So I can choose to add an item here, and I can choose to throw it on the right side and choose to list all the categories in the site. So this is a new page type. So we've added associative organization through categories. We've added left and right navigation. And then within that left and right navigation, which we're calling sidebars, we have introduced a number of new types of things that you can put in the sidebars. In the past, you could only put basically links to pages or URLs to any URL you specify. In addition, now we've added the ability to add content into the sidebar itself. And when you click on that, you get an editor, and you can put any kind of content you want into the left or right sidebar. That is also a new feature. We've added a new editor, this FCK editor. People can use the old one if they still want to, but this one is far superior. It's a much better editor. RSS feed is another new page type that we put in the left and right sidebars. And when you include an RSS feed in the sidebar, it actually just shows you the channel link and the title of the feed. And you can choose however many items you want to display in that. I'll show examples of that. participant list is a new content block we've added. Participant list will just show you a list of all the participants. In the case of a class site, those would be all the participants in the roster. I'm trying to say this as generally as possible. Basically, the students in the class. Participant list will show you all the students in the class. We'll also show you all the editors that the site owner may have defined for the site. All right. And the others are old things. So categories, here's a categories item type. I'll put it on the right. And when I save that, you will now see a list of all the categories on this website. And the number of items in each one of those categories. And you can click in then and see in the center area all the content blocks in that category. Okay. And so you're looking at something and you think, oh, this is interesting. How does this relate to participants? You can click on participants, and this will give you all the categories, all the content blocks that have been tagged with participants, give you another way of looking at the same material.
What determines the order?
The order at this point is just chronological. So it's the most recent first. That's something we'd like to work on, allow people to order that, some sort of custom ordering or some sort of rating system. Yeah. So hopefully this new site, so all the things I've been describing here are shown as well. I'll show you one more thing about the tagging, which is kind of cool. Anybody here familiar with Delicious social bookmarking tools? When you want to add tags to anything in your site, it's simply a matter of going to the activation categorization. And this shows you all the tags in the site. The tags that are currently being used for the given content block or have boxes around them. For each tag, you can see how many different posts, content blocks, it's been used for. And the more popular tags tend to be in more saturated colors. The less popular tags are in lighter colors. And we'll expand upon that idea as well. So you can look at all the tags you've used on a given site and add new ones. And you can easily take them away and add them right through this interface here. Add in blogging. Take away blogging. We just stole that from Delicious. I mean, we borrowed it from Delicious. We have 15 minutes? So let me give you an example of how this kind of, I think I'll take this away. It's not really that useful in this particular site, so I can just go ahead and delete that. By the way, all content blocks can be reorganized, moved up and down using the arrow keys. That's nothing new there, but I'll take away that content block there. Tagging. Okay, so let me show some examples of these new features. Here's the educational technology website. It's got a bunch of pages. This is the news page. Another feature we've added was pagination. You can specify for any given page how many content blocks to show on that page. I think this one I've limited to 10, after which it will paginate to the other content blocks. Let's see. So here's an example of some of the RSS feeds in this website. I have an RSS feed from the Chronicle, a site on education, Chronicle of Higher Education. This is the RSS feed from that site. Clicking on any one of these will take you to the website there. Liberal Education Today, it's another site from the Knightley organization. iPods in Education, a website that I also manage. InfoCult, a website by Brian Alexander from the CET, Knightley Director of Emerging Technologies. So these are all RSS feeds from other sites I include in my sidebar now. In addition, I can include, here's a categories list. This is a list of all the categories in this website. And this is a recent post RSS. So you'll find this in blogging tools. This is simply the RSS for this particular segue page. So some of the things we've done with RSS, any given segue page, do people use RSS here at all? RSS readers, anything like that? Little bit? None? A little bit? Okay. I read all my news in an RSS reader. Here's my Google News. You know, I can just go through this, look at articles, and if something's interesting, I can go to the website. But more often than not, I just go through my news like this. Newsvine, this is a cool new news website that's just recently come online. Dig/dot. I can include in here, where are we? Every single segue page will have an icon at the bottom here. This is the RSS icon. You can just right-click that and copy the link location and subscribe to it in an RSS reader, and it will come into the RSS reader, and you can see the story right in here. So, you know, if you're a student and you have there are 5-year classes of Segue sites. You can just grab the RSS feeds from all of those, put them in your own personal Segue site, and then have aggregate the content from all your course websites, or read them in an RSS reader like this. So RSS for any available page. So if you're just interested in, say, iPods, I can click on this category link and see all the posts about iPods, and then grab an RSS feed of just those posts. So those are just the content blocks on this website that have been tagged with a category. And finally, this is recent posts here. This is simply the RSS feed of this particular page, of the news page. So I've simply taken this RSS feed down here and have included the RSS feed to this site in this site. Kind of self-referential, but I think it does work here because it essentially gives you a quick view of any of these news items, and you can navigate them through your news using this here, or through the regular page there. Let me show another site, iPods in Education, a website that I maintain. Again, the same idea. Here's news. Now, the second section of this website here, second language acquisition, I have included the navigation from that second section on the first page. So I can choose to go here and see this navigation here and go through it like this. Or I can also get to that navigation from right in here. It's redundant, but you just want to, it allows you to highlight a bunch of links. And I simply can copy all these links to get them in. I can simply copy them here. It's very easy then to add them to a content block. Add in here. Add a sidebar content. And I can just paste those links in there and save that if I wanted to. Let's see. So here I have RSS feeds to iPods and Google News. I don't know if you know this, but Google News, you can personalize. And this is a Google News feed of all the news sites that are monitored by Google that include the word iPod in them, or about iPods.
Pope Benedict gets an iPod Nano.
Hmm?
Pope Benedict gets an iPod Nano.
That's right, yeah. So you click on that and find out more about that. And now here's, and this is a link to the educational technology website newsfeed right here. So I've taken that newsfeed and gone ahead and put it in this website. Here's another interesting way of using these RSS feeds. So Delicious is a social bookmarking tool, allows you to tag URLs. So here's a bunch of tags by MARPA. And you can see all their tags, and this person's tags. You can look at anything here and find out all the websites that they have tagged with, say, taxonomy. Or all the websites that this person has tagged with iPod. In addition to being able to collect your own bookmarks in a web-based environment that you can access anywhere, you can also then go ahead and see what other people have tagged as iPod by clicking all, and then it shows you all the websites in the Delicious system that have been tagged with iPod. Or perhaps you only want to find the popular ones. And all of these pages have RSS feeds for them. So essentially what I've done is taken MARPA's iPod, all the pages that MARPA has tagged as iPod, as well all the pages that have been marked as iPod that are popular within the Delicious system, and finally all the pages in the Delicious system that are marked with iPod are included here as well. So this turns this website into kind of a resource on iPods that includes content that I have added to the website, as well as content from other websites, as well as tags that other people have pointed to other websites, and brings a lot of information together into one place. And all these things, these servers are constantly being pinged and updated on a regular basis. So why don't I show one more website, and that's my lame blog here, which really isn't much of a blog at all. I've only got a few things. But it is a place where I can keep track of the things that I listen to, watch, a bunch of playlists, my Netflix queue, again from the Netflix website, see what I've got in my queue, what's been shipped to me, what's been received. Music Mobs is another site for music aggregation. And that shows a bunch of playlists that I put up there. Again, my tags are in here, recent posts. And these are links to some websites that I have created. Segway Projects page, RSS here, and so on. And you can see here. So this is a completely different website that I signed up for that has my music collection on there. As well as a bunch of others that are all aggregated together into one place. I think that's it. can I ask you any questions about Segway that you have? Have there been things that have come up to the help desk that are regular ongoing concerns that we could fix in Segway? I don't think there's been a lot, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's been a lot of help desk requests for Segway. Is that right?
Yeah,
hardly ever hear, yeah.
I mean, the only experience, so I guess I've been here for like 3.5 years.
Uh-huh.
I've only used Segway twice for discussion.
Only twice for discussion.
And I'm wondering sort of how Segway is developing within like the academic environment here, what it's supposed to be, what kind of tool it's supposed to be, and sort of how to move that around.
Yeah, discussion we've worked on quite a bit. We think discussion is a pretty important part of it. And I think it's been used a fair amount for discussion, but generally Segway falls under the rubric of course management systems, though we hate the idea of course management systems, and we'd like to, it's more of a general purpose content management system that happens to do course management. We really want to emphasize collaboration and participation. You may or may not know this, but any given Segway section, page, or story can you can assign permissions and decide specifically who can view, edit, delete all that. And we, more and more faculty, beginning to use that and allowing students in the class to create their own websites or to contribute to the website themselves. And we want to see more of that kind of usage, rather than faculty just putting up their syllabus and assignments. So I guess you guys have to go.
Any more questions
for
Alex?
Any more questions or any suggestions for how we can improve Segway or any problems that you've had with Segway?
Well, I might start using it more now.
Cool. Cool. All right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
One thing I hear from faculty members.